I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open.
Hello and welcome to Discovering a Better Life. Friends, for over 40 years I've talked to hurting people who have struggled with whether or not God actually loves them. For a number of reasons, they don't feel completely accepted and totally loved by God. So today, it is with this thought in mind that I'd like to share a special message for those who don't feel loved by God. Perhaps it's a love you may have never known before. It's the relentless love of God. It's a love you may not believe can be true for you, but it is true. Perhaps even as you're listening to this message, you might be feeling that you're not acceptable to God, that He doesn't really want you with Him, or that you don't deserve His love. However, if this is the way you are feeling, let me assure you of something very important. The God who created you does want you near to Him. And the reason I can say this is because He is full of grace and mercy and incredible love. In fact, He loves you with a love that will never stop pursuing you, and it's a love that does not steal your joy, but sets you free. Sadly, too many people have distorted views of God, and over the years I've come to know many people who picture God as primarily angry, as a God whom they could never please. However, such a view of God has inflicted a great spiritual damage in their lives, and it has made it a whole lot harder for these people to trust the life God had given them. Too often it has kept them in fear. Let me ask you today, is that your vision of God? Friends, there's a beautiful story in the Bible found in Luke chapter 15, where Jesus tells of what I call the waiting father. In this story, Jesus describes a young man who insists that his father give him his inheritance. And reluctantly, with tears in his eyes, the father hands the money over to his much-loved son and watches him walk away. Well, as perhaps could be expected, in a short period of time the son ends up spending all his money and feeling desperate about his life. Then one day, when he was feeling very despondent, he thought of returning home to be with his father, so he went home. But as the father from a distance saw his boy walking along the road toward the house, he ran out to greet his son. In fact, he was so thrilled to have his son home that he threw a big party for him. And what we learn from this story is that rather than condemnation, the father's heart was filled with forgiveness, mercy, and joy. Jesus tells us that this is how God receives you and me, as we humbly come to Him, seeking forgiveness and a second chance. He welcomes us home. Some years ago, I heard a story of a woman describing her relationship with her father. She said, "One time in my life, I had made some bad choices that hurt my relationship with my children, and my behavior reflected badly on my parents. I knew that I needed to go back home and see Mum and Dad to talk this out." She went on to say, "I remember as I got closer to home, this fear that took over me. And then I recall so vividly turning into that gravel driveway and approaching the house. There was my dad standing next to the house at the end of the driveway. When I got out of the car, he opened up his arms to hug me, and as we embraced, he simply said, Welcome home. Welcome home. Friends, that's what God is like. He welcomes broken, repentant sinners like you and me back into his loving arms, no questions asked. Total grace. This is what is offered to us by God through his Son, Jesus Christ, who revealed in an amazing way through his sacrificial death that God's wonderful love is available to each of us if we want it. Today, friends, Jesus is waiting to fill open hands and hungry hearts. The question is, are you ready for him to fill you with his amazing grace and love? Friend, if you doubt God's love for you, the place to go is the cross. And I say this because Jesus Christ died a horrible death so that you and I could be brought into relationship with a holy God. In fact, it's the only way we can approach God. The truth is that if you try to earn the love of God, you won't experience it. If you try to work harder or be better in order to taste his love, you won't find it. It's only when we tell God the truth about ourselves, admit that we miss the mark, and stop trusting in our own goodness, that we will be able to accept the offer of Christ's forgiveness. You see, on the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid the penalty you and I deserved. And the way we receive this wonderful gift of love and forgiveness is through trust. The Bible reveals to us that Jesus has given us a beautiful way to express this trust. It's in baptism. And we participate in this event because Christ has borne our sin, and it's the way God has chosen for us to accept this precious gift of Jesus, which is love and forgiveness. Baptism isn't just an empty duty to perform in order to gain God's favor. It's an experience where the living God says to us, "You're mine, you belong to me, you're forgiven, and I love you." Friends, I sincerely hope that the words of this song we're going to play for you right now will remind you just how much the living God loves you and me. Listen carefully as David Slater and the University Concert Choir sing, "Oh, How He Loves You and Me."
Jesus to Calvary did go, his love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair, and oh, how he loves you, oh, how he loves me, oh, how he loves you and me.
Oh, how he loves you, oh, how he loves me, oh, how he loves you and me.
What a precious reminder that song is of God's relentless love for you and me. Today, if you're not feeling loved by God, but you've already been baptized and been part of a church, we'd just like to encourage you to turn back to Christ and trust him alone for your salvation and peace of mind. And we urge you not to postpone this decision to place yourself wholeheartedly into the safe and loving hands of Jesus. However, if you're not already involved with a group of believers in Christ, we hope you will make the effort to find some Christians who will encourage you. You see, we all need fellow believers that can encourage us in trusting in and following Jesus. You and I need a family of believers, because caring Christians can help us in so many wonderful ways. Friends, I sincerely hope that what we have shared with you today concerning the relentless love of God will help some of you who may not be feeling loved by God to understand that His love for you is not dependent on how you look, how you think, how you act, or how perfect you are. You see, God's love is absolutely non-negotiable, because no matter how far you fall, no matter how ugly you become, God has a relentless, undying, unfathomable, unquenchable love for you, from which you cannot be separated, ever. So today, I'm encouraging each of you, along with myself, to allow God to become the most important person in our life. And the reason I ask you to do this is in order that you might experience the greatest love you will ever know. Would you pray with me, please? Dear loving Heavenly Father, may none of us pretend to be something we're not. You know us early in the morning. You know us late at night. You know us when we are weak. You know us when we are strong. Please, Father, help us to remember that no matter how far we may drift away from you, that you still care and you still love us. We ask these things of you in and through the name of Jesus, who has revealed in such an amazing way your relentless love for each of us. Amen. Friends, we're so glad that you took the time to listen to Discovering a Better Life today, and we sincerely hope that what we have been privileged to share with you may have reminded you that our God is a generous God and that He has wonderful plans for each of us in relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We encourage you to surrender your life to His incredible love today. You will never regret it, because His love for you is relentless. If you'd like help in obtaining a fresh look at God's grace, we invite you to write to Discovering a Better Life and ask for two free booklets titled How to Find God and Who is This Jesus. You will receive your personal copies by return mail. Our address is Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia, 6331. You may also telephone your request to us on 98 418 418. Our website address is www.discoveringabetterlife.org.au. We look forward to sharing more thoughts with you next week. But until then, may God bless each of you with His comforting love, joy, and peace.
I don't know. Because you love me, when I recall what I've been through, there's some things that I wish I didn't do, and now I do the things I do. Because you love me. And now that you're in my life, I'm so glad I'm alive. 'Cause you showed me the way, and I know how good it can be. Because you love me. I believe in things unseen. You are, because you love. because you love me. Because you love me.